This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Get Her Done Tuesday. Is Christmas 2 weeks from today? Or maybe it's Wednesday. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
What's
2 weeks
Christmas
from tomorrow.
On a Thursday?
2 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was a
We are 2 weeks
Wednesday.
From Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So.
There we go. Oh, today is.
It's a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Today is Scott Capurro's birthday.
67.
It's unreal. How did this time. I mean, he's just getting so much older than we are. I don't know how that is happening. I guess he's going to call in later today. He's coming back really soon. So. I'm excited to see him around Christmas time.
And let's see. I have to look at his website, but I see the first show is Tuesday, December 17th at Five Sons Brewing.
That's weird. He's going to be here for
Martinez.
The holidays.
Yeah. Is he going to do a New Year's Eve show?
He is doing one Tuesday, December 31st, Armstrong Brewing in South San Francisco.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm. Huh. That seems like a long drive.
I know. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I only see 4 shows, unless he's added. Maybe he wants to see his family or something.
I'm sure.
Check up on his legacy.
Right. You know, do a little maintenance on the legacy.
Is he bringing his husband?
I'm sure. I assume.
I don't know.
I would assume that the kid, like everyone's going on break next week. All the finals are this week. It's freaking, or actually I think Riley's finals are next week, but or maybe they are this week. I don't know. I know it's crunch time.
Yeah, we have one of our interns, Ashley, that has to do finals today. So
yeah, it is.
You stay
crunch
home,
time.
Do your thing. I took
Sean to a final yesterday.
Oh,
it didn't take him that long to do it. So I'm wondering. I hope it went okay.
Sean's so funny.
Psychology, you know, and the drugs in the brain.
You realize he looks just like me, right? At that age.
Yeah.
Like I had the Hessian hair and the goatee. I've shown you that picture, right?
Yeah.
The one where we look like twins.
He looks like a little. He's just, you know, he looks dirty.
No, I mean, I.
Dirty, stinky.
Yeah.
I saw the puke on the couch and was like, you're my type. That's my thing. I look just like that when I was his age.
He is, he's great. I mean, I get a lot of joy from that kid. And I was telling him about, you know, this summer he's got to find work. And
so he's leaving. It's on. It's happening.
I don't.
When you say find work, you mean in Denton.
Well, if he moves to Denton, he's got to find work. But if he stays here, he's got to find work. Like he can't be a 19-year-old without a job.
Right.
Like, that's just not
happening.
Has he
ever had a job?
He's had internships no. So no, he hasn't. But he is a person who has struggled hard with school. Mm-hmm. And to me, in a lot of ways, that was his job.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like his junior and senior year of school. But this year, I'm like, dude, you're only going to school 4 days a week. Like, you know.
A couple hours a day.
It's time. It's time to get that job. But, and his other thing is he has to, well, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to give you the
Well, he
kid.
Should, you know what?
Does not want me
what's
talking
the other
about.
Thing?
This is the whole license thing. It's,
oh,
I'm like, really?
Yeah, I feel him on that one.
Mm.
You do?
Well, I just don't want to drive anymore.
Oh, well, you're not kidding there.
Like,
but, I mean,
just don't want to drive.
Right.
Like, even this morning.
It's so scary.
It's scary for her.
Oh, wow.
This morning, I'm like, okay, it clock rings at 2:15. I look out the window. I'm like, it's hard to tell. Can't tell. And so I get in the shower, and then John comes in, and I said, hey, go take the dog out and tell me what it looks like outside. Because yesterday was clear.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was going to be a problem.
Yeah, there was going to be a problem. So I just had a knot in my stomach all night long and just waking up this morning, and then I was getting dressed. I go, well, maybe I'll just take Uber. And then so I go outside. He's out with the dog, so I go outside too. And I'm just looking around like, well, I checked all the sites. I checked all the weather apps and everything and the weather service. I think I'll be okay. If not, I'm just going to turn back around.
Oh.
So it was clear the entire way.
Right.
Oh, I was
yesterday
so grateful.
Was soup, and it was supposed to be continued kind of patches of fog, but I saw nothing this morning.
It was smooth sailing.
Yeah, nothing
good.
Like yesterday.
I think they were saying
worries.
Sort of the deep areas like Livermore, you're going to see some fog, some of the other Central Valley areas, thick fog.
Yeah.
So
be careful.
Some
there.
Light rain is expected tonight into tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then I think again on Friday. So it should be okay this
right.
week.
But it's funny. I mean, it's not funny. You have that, you know, that I can't believe that you have like I just never even occurs to me like, you know, that I'm going to have to drive someplace. Like for you to hear that you are up all night with a knot in your stomach over having to drive to work.
Yeah.
That's awful. You know, you're like that with your
teeth,
too.
I don't hardly drive to the supermarket.
Yeah,
I'll go to the supermarket. I don't really like drive. You know where Target has been?
I do.
I don't really drive over there anymore. I just try to stick right around. Even my hairdresser, I don't drive, and he's only in San Carlos.
You
I just drive
Uber
right
or
around.
Get a ride.
John will take me, and then I'll Uber back, or you know, whatever.
Yeah. Uber has really made things.
I know
and
a lot of
drive,
people
Lyft,
hate Lyft
sure,
and Uber and all
whatever.
That stuff, but for me, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually gone back and forth. Like I you know. He can drive. I'm sure he'll be able to learn to drive, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I remember how scared I was teaching my other kid to drive. Like, it's scary. They have no idea what the parameters of a car are and or how to navigate stuff. And
it's a machine.
It's really scary. And there's this one road that we take to school that goes over a mountain, and it's a sheer drop on one side, and the hill's going up on the other. So it's a scary little road. And we were talking about it yesterday. I'm like, when you get your license, let's avoid this road for a while until you know the parameters of the car. He's like, I know. He goes, it's so much nicer going home because the hill's going up on my right-hand side as opposed to looking down into the ravine.
Sure.
So what is the conversation with him? Is he saying, I don't want to, or I'm...
There's some fear.
He's afraid to drive?
Well...
Or afraid to fail the test, or what?
I think that it's a combination of things. I think he's definitely afraid to drive.
Huh.
You know, the few times that we've taken him out driving, he's just, it's, the whole thing is, which
panic.
Is, to me, I'm like, think of it as a video game. You guys play video games all the time. There's the controls, here's how it works, there's the screen in front of you, like, look at it like that. And it's just, you know, it's just real. And I think that it's very, you know.
Well, yeah, it's not a video game.
No. It's really.
Life and death.
It's a fair comparison to a point.
Yeah, to a
and
point.
And it's not at all like a video game
except,
because you could kill someone.
Oh, no.
For real.
That's the whole, there is no game over reset,
right.
You know, respawn. And
when
five,
you guys were kids, Vinny, I know
four.
You went to a lot of arcades, and I certainly went to a lot of arcades. But one of the major things I always did in the arcade, like my first thing, I always went to the driving one.
Oh.
Because I just
loved
it.
Those were expensive.
You know, just
those were expensive.
So fun.
It took like 4 quarters.
But it was worth it.
It's probably like $2.50 or $3 now.
Yeah, sure. No,
said you can get
bucks.
Them on some practice driving games.
Right.
How about driver's ed? Do they still have that, you guys?
They do.
Of course.
And he's going to take driving lessons because I just don't know if my heart can take it. I'm getting old. You know, I just don't want to sit in a car with another teenager.
Well, he'd probably learn better from a stranger,
absolutely.
To be honest.
It's so tough when your parents are telling you what
John
to do.
John will teach him?
John will teach him. John will do it. But, you know, I think what we're going to do is he can actually walk in whenever he wants and try and get his permit. You just have to pass a test. And then we'll pay someone to drive it with him.
So Grandma Hassan was a New Yorker and never drove once in her whole life.
She didn't have to, huh?
Well, she did have to. That's the problem.
Oh.
She was a burden on every person. And I'm sure if my aunt heard that, she'd say, hey, well, she, rest in peace, Mom. And you were never a burden. But that you're a burden.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
So you have to really make arrangements all the time so that people can get you to the places you want to go.
Right.
I understand Yuzette's situation is about her deteriorating eyesight.
Right.
That's not something she can do anything about. But I know that, and whatever Sean's problem is, at some point he has to snap out of it. That's
agreed.
It.
And listen,
like, you just
if he
have
thinks
to go,
he's
going to
move to Texas and then like his friends are going to give him rides everywhere, I'm like, look, you know, here's one thing to remember about, you know, you possibly moving to Texas. The times that you've been there and hung out with your friends, you're on vacation and they're hosting you and their whole week is
centered around
you and your entertainment. And of course you had a great time because these people were at your beck and call. You were staying at their house. You did every meal together. It was wonderful. It's like going to Hawaii and not having to work and living at a 5-star resort. I'm like, the reality is when you move somewhere, you're going to be lonely. Like, even if you have a house full of roommates, they're not all there to entertain you. Like, you're going to have to get a job. You've got to be able to drive. You can't be asking people for rides.
And they get girlfriends or boyfriends.
And then
it's the first reason that you find yourself coming home to your boys. And then they're like, dude, I'm hanging in my room with my lady or whatever.
We're catching up on something on Netflix. And chilling.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Leave me alone. No, I don't want to party with you.
No, that's the thing. I think my friend Billy didn't drive. And when I was 16, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, he'd come to my house.
Mm-hmm. You guys would get
in
your car.
Walk right in the door. Yeah. And we'd get, you know, whatever. We'd go wherever. But as we got older, it was ridiculous. Right. Like, dude.
Hey, can I have a ride to work?
Let me tell you what you need to do. Get a job and go get a car. And then, like, all these things have to happen. You know, when I'm not available, it's because I have to work to pay for the car.
Right.
Yeah. When did he start driving then?
Late. I don't even know.
Why did he wait?
Because he didn't want a deal.
Because
he didn't
want
to be
strapped
to work. Well, that's it. I had to work. So there was no, like... My dad wasn't about handing me a car and insurance and gas and being like, have a great time. Mm-hmm. He wasn't about that at all. In fact, he was about, I'm going to leverage everything from this point forward against the car.
Right.
You will do what I say or you will lose this car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he did it. He took the tires off. He would pull the... He disabled the thing.
Out, yeah.
Knew I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
He did it all the time. I mean, that was just his way of making sure I finished high school.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he had to do what he had to do.
It's weird how leverage is. Like, we were actually able to use that with our older son because he was, you know, the kid who was there at 16 and an hour old getting his license. And so you could use that as leverage. And the younger one is just not. You know, it's really about the internet password.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. And he doesn't even care about that because he's sitting in his room and play guitar. And I'm not going to take his guitars away from him, you know.
Yeah.
Even when he's been a very bad boy. Which he's an adult now. So, like, the whole bad boy thing has changed so much. Like, you know, if he goes out with his friends, I'm not all, you got to be home at 11. Like, I'm just not doing that. He's going to be 19 in a couple weeks. Like, I know how I was. He's a really good kid compared to me. I was up to all kinds. Although probably he's not a really good. Maybe he's probably up to all kinds of stuff I wouldn't want to know about.
My mom's a sucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a sucker. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Move out. Got you to this point alive. I feel like my job's done, buddy.
He's not moving out. I don't think he's moving to Denton.
Well, I actually hope he doesn't move to Denton because we're just about done with that studio and he's as excited as anyone in the house. And what I want him to do is stay in college for a few years and start figuring out who he's going to be. And I don't know. Denton.
As much as I want him to have that experience, I would almost be disappointed that he has no clue how good he has it if he moves to Denton.
Yeah, he will, though. That would actually probably be the very best thing for him is to move to Denton. You know?
I know, but I'm saying he should already be able to see it.
I'm sure he does.
He's rolling in it right now.
Yeah.
He is.
The house is wonderful. His mom and dad don't put any constraints on him.
Feed him every night.
Take him everywhere.
You know, oh my God, I know. Once in a while he has to Uber.
I don't know Denton, but I can't imagine it's as diverse and as beautiful as the Bay Area is with all kind of...
No, it's Texas the whole time.
Right.
I mean,
so,
someone says here, somewhere in here, it says they moved from Vacaville to Houston. Texas is all driving.
Yeah. There's not going to be like a bunch of Uber. Like, really? You're going to be able to afford Uber?
The lanes are probably wider, though, so it should be easier.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
The city traffic like over here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We just spent 10 minutes talking about my kid. I apologize.
You know, it's fine.
A lot of people are texting in. They're with it.
He's a good kid. I told him, you know, for your job this summer, why don't you join a GB band? Why don't you suck it up, Mr. Artist?
GB band?
General business. Just a, you know, cover band. Get a, you know, a band that gets gigs.
Well, general business
I earned
band.
For 2 years. That's what I did for work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome best couple of years of my life. And it was decent money. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Pat, my friend Pat, who's mm-hmm. a director or whatever the hell he is now. That guy for, what, the first 15 years we knew him?
Yeah.
He was, you know, he supported his whole family doing Wonder Bread 5.
I loved Wonder Bread 5 when Pat was in it.
They were absolutely great
yeah.
back when Pat was in mm-hmm. it. So he's got...
we got to clarify that.
Yes.
Crunch.
But, it's, you know, whatever. I don't care at all. They're all fine people. But Pat is my favorite, obviously. And so now he's putting this other band together and maybe he'll make that happen too. I'm like, you know, that could be your job. Like, I get it. You're not an artist who's making that. But that's something you can still do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you're getting your chops up. You're getting some stage presence. You're working.
Connections.
I'm
yeah.
like, why don't you do that for a job if you're so worried about getting a job?
Well, doing anything that involves his passion
sure.
will at least keep his interest on some level.
Yes.
That's why working at surf shops worked for me because yeah. I wasn't trying
to. At least you're adjacent to the
thing. I didn't make any, what do they call that, commission, but I was happy to talk to you about what you need. You're here to buy something? What do yeah. you need? I know exactly all the stuff here.
Right.
Everything here, I know how it works.
I love all of it. Let me tell you why.
What thing do you, and I could, you know, right. that was fun for me.
Yeah.
I could talk surfboards forever.
And I just, I mean, I get it. It's like a person who wants to do their own paintings doesn't want to do commission work for mm-hmm. someone. A person who wants to write their own music doesn't want to play other people's songs. But there comes a point when you got to do what you got to do.
You got to play the game.
To play the game and to pay the bills.
That's or right. he's going to play chicken with you and just say, I'm going to ride until they actually cut me off.
You know what's funny is I'm a person who would be harder to play chicken with than his dad. And I go to bed at 7:30. So he's in the effing clear after that, you know? Like, I try not to get in fights with him because I'm like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then he's lucky because I go to bed. Because I think that John is a better person to play. John will veer off. John's like, oh... You're great. I love you so much. What can I do
we
to
don't
help?
Really need the space. We have other rooms. We're not...
I want that room. I want that room. That's going to be my new studio.
I mean, I can see where some parents who don't have the dough are like, I can't afford you.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Or you got to pay me rent.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. My dad used to make me pay him rent.
Yeah, and, I had to pay rent.
But he was... My dad was freaking awesome. He gave me most of that money back when I moved out.
That's
like he
nice.
Put it in an account for me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know that.
I love
I was
that idea.
Bitching the whole time, like I used to pitch fits. Which now I look back on and I'm like, I
can
I'm like,
only imagine.
I'm your kid. How dare you charge me rent? And you know, $100 a week or whatever it was, probably not even that much. And he stuck with it, and then but then when I moved out, he gave me some cash. Like here's the rent that you paid me. Most of it.
Did you feel like such a jerk?
To this day, I have a pang of just like, oh, what an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's kid stuff, though.
I know. Yeah.
Kids are... You
that's
trip
selfish.
Out on... wipes. Yeah, I don't know that I would have said that, but I'm not... Mm. It's trippy how my little angel can also be someone that I'm like, don't
yeah.
say another word. And she's only 6.
Yep. And oh, like, and she's a girl. Like you're...
Another word.
Actually, you might do fine with her. It's girls and their moms are really have a tough time. I don't know what that is. Like, my daddy was always, except for the rent thing, he was always my favorite. Hey, I wanted to just, this came last week, and I didn't say, I was sick, so I didn't say thank you. And this guy, Francisco, he's an Etsy dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
He is. InkMeThis.com is his deal. But he's been so supportive of my little crafting things, and he sent me for my birthday.
Does it engrave me this?
Yeah.
He does ink me this, engrave me this.
Oh,
he does.
I didn't know that.
Got a knife,
no, he did both
all
of those.
The stuff
that's cool.
he's done for us.
He's done a ton
over
of stuff.
The last and years. Yeah.
He gave us all ornaments, like hand carved mm-hmm. or laser carved ornaments this year. They're beautiful. So he sent me a seam ripper. It's like a two-ended, has a big side and a small side, and it's just a really nice instrument, and he did it in this beautiful laser-cut box. Like, the thing's gorgeous. I just want to say, Francisco, I got it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for the kind words that you've written here. Like, he's just... I just really appreciate it. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then last week, he sent it for my birthday, and I got it last week. And but then I was sick, and so I forgot to say this. So thank you, Francisco. You are amazing. And from all of us.
I have this stuff all over my house, actually.
I know. It's wonderful. So anyway, there's a hit me with some shame. EngraveMeThis.com, InkMeThis.com. Francisco, thank you. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.